This is the Hear Me Out CC podcast, a place to hear stories from the deaf and hard of hearing people, and from your host, Ahmed Khalifa.
Here's the thing. I'm not really the kind of person who is up to date with the latest films and movies and music and TV programs. I just take it naturally. Whatever catches my eye, I watch it or play it or listen to it. But there's one TV series that has really caught my eye because of the clever way that they have promoted it. And it is the Netflix series called Lupin. If you are able to hear what I've said, Lupin, well, it's actually spelled L-U-P-I-N, and it is a French mystery thriller detective series based in France, French-speaking, and it got that charisma and suave and that gentleman burglar, which is really based around the historic fiction written by Maurice Leblanc, and is based on a character that is known as the gentleman thief or gentleman burglar called Arthur Lupin. I hope I pronounced it correctly, so let me know if you're French speaking. I want to do it right, do it justice. But today I want to talk about two specific moments relating to the series on how, one, it caught my attention and I watched it. And by the way, it's very good, it's awesome, I highly recommend it. And two, how they have used the power of captions to make it engaging, fun, funny, and really inclusive as well. Because there's a moment in the series that I was just so in awe that I had to stop the series and take a picture of it in my phone. And I come to that in a minute. In the meantime, don't forget, if you want to support me, you can do everything that would be really helpful for me. Like follow, like, subscribe, dream, heart, drive, eat, whatever it take to support me. Support me in any way that you can. It'd be really awesome if you can do that. So let's roll it back a little bit, and I won't spoil anything too much, but it's such a great series, Lupin, and it's just so charismatic and so suave and smooth. It's really because of the main character, the guy who played the character called Omar Sy, and he was so dazzling and smooth and suave, and you can't help but like the character who is actually a burglar, but there's something about it. It just wowed me. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. But how did it capture my attention in the first place? Well, it's actually because of a very well put together Netflix advert that I have seen on Twitter. So check it out here.
Play Lupin.
I do not understand your request.
I said play Lupin.
TV error.
Lupin.
TV error.
Oh. Play Lupin. Lupine?
Lupain.
Lupine.
Lupern.
Lupin. Lipin. Liposuction. Lasagna. Babe! Lupin.
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 Can you play Lupin?
Just play Lurpin.
Lupin!
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 Je suis Lupin.
Lupin. That's it.
Now, if you are listening to the podcast, I urge you to watch it. I'll put the link in the show notes and you can watch it. But long story short, it's making fun of a person who came across the series and who wants to get the TV to start playing it using voice activation. But because he doesn't know how to pronounce it, he just goes all sorts of pronunciation that doesn't make sense. But the really clever part is the way the caption had added such important context. And it was so, so well done, because it really was the way that making sure if you're reading that caption, yes, he's trying to pronounce Lupin correctly, but added more context in terms of he is mispronouncing it. And then they twisted and played it around. I thought it was so well done, and I really, really liked it. And I applaud them for doing an advert, just making fun of how the people who are not speaking French didn't know how to pronounce Lupin. But it was so well done, and that really caught my eye. And it's not often something that is like a Twitter advert or promotion or marketing or anything like that catches my eye and make me want to watch it. But that did. I have always talked about how you should never add things in the caption that does not make sense. Do not add things for the sake of it, for fun. It has to make sense. It has to follow along what that person is saying. Obviously, if it's caption, there are also things like the music and the sound effect, everything that comes around it. That's really, really important. But this particular example, they added context. And I have talked about in certain speaking gigs that I've done in the past about how it's very important to add context to the caption if you need to. So for example, you might say one thing in an angry way, but then you might say the same sentence in a happy way. So you need to add that context so that people who are following along and can't really hear the differences between the two ways of saying it, you need to add that in there. And it was just so brilliant. I just loved it. It made me feel like I could laugh along with it, I could enjoy it, and it made me feel like I'm part of it. It's inclusive. It made me feel like I am part of that whole banter about we can't pronounce Lupin correctly, so we're going to say all sorts of ways of trying to make it work. And it was brilliant. I really think they've done really well to capture my attention, and I've shared it, and it captured other people's attention too. Of course, it helped that it was very well reviewed and people really highly praised it in all sorts of media and publication and website, but you still have to capture people's attention that way, and it did it that way for me. And I'll get into it, and I was hooked, first of all. And thank you to subtitles. You can follow along in this natural form. I believe you can watch it dubbed in English, but I feel like you'll catch the complete essence of the series if you watch it in its natural language and just turn on the subtitles. So for people who complain about subtitles, you're welcome. See, it can be very helpful for situations like, I don't know, watching a foreign film or foreign program, foreign anything that is not necessarily in your native language. Then I got into it, and then I just enjoyed the series a lot. But then there was a specific scene that really grabbed my attention, and I'm not going to do a spoiler alert because it's just going to be a particular point where it reveals something that might require investigation by the character. If you don't want to know, just come back in 30 seconds. But if you do want to know what happens, here's what I really, really liked, specifically around how they captioned it. Now, the character Hassan Diop, he got this letter. And in this letter, he was reading out loud. And as always, the subtitles are displaying what he's reading because it's written in French. And then I noticed two words that were spelt incorrectly. And I thought it was a mistake. And I just thought, oh, here comes. It's like auto captions again. Ah, just move on. It's always correct anyway, so I can forgive those two mistakes. But those two spelling mistakes in two separate words was deliberately written down. And that is because in the letter, it was trying to leave a clue about two words, and it was deliberately written in the wrong spelling. And whoever has written the subtitle made sure that the spelling mistake in the letter, and when he's saying it, the spelling mistake is also deliberately put in the subtitles as well. And as soon as I realized that it was deliberate and I'm trying to replicate the letter, and I was just like, wow, I've never seen something like this before. And I had to stop it. I had to pause it, rewind it, take pictures of my phone, and just share it with you. And it just really blew my mind. And it shouldn't, because it's a small thing. You think, oh, it's not that big a deal. But it is a big deal, because it was done so perfectly, so accurate. And even taking into account of the mistake in the letter, which is part of the story, and brought the story with you so that you can be involved in the subtitles. And again, you don't have to be a deaf person to be able to appreciate that, because if you don't speak French, how are you to know that there are spelling mistakes in the letter? And suddenly you're like, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. But it was just so well done. And it made me enjoy it even more. And yes, gradually, eventually, the character realized, wait a second, there's a spelling mistake there, we should investigate it. But it just made it very inclusive. And I applaud whoever has typed that in and the team involved to make it happen. It was so well done. like I said, it helped that it was such a good series. I really enjoyed it. I watched the two series. There's a third one coming in 2022. Can't wait for that. But it just showed that if you do it right, people can enjoy it more. It is even more important because it's a foreign film for those who don't speak French. And you want to make sure that you have subtitles and you can follow it as much as possible. And it just shows how important it is to have accurate subtitles and making everyone be part of the story, the narrative. And if you are not deaf, that really doesn't matter. It's not the whole point about talking about deaf awareness. It's talking about how important it is to have accurate subtitles or captions, and how important it is to make sure that people who create videos not only upload it, but make sure it is accurate and make sure that everyone is included and following along your video. Isn't that what you want when you're doing your video content? Like I said, it's not common for me to be so excited about how they have done subtitles, or it's not common for me to be shouting about a specific promo trailer or promotion video about a particular movie or series. I've never done that. I've never been excited about it, but I wanted to talk about this to make people aware about the power of having inclusive content, the power of making people involved and feel like you are part of the story and feel like you can follow along. And I'm going to say it again, this is nothing to do with deaf awareness. This is about making sure that everyone who doesn't speak French, in this case, everyone can follow along and everyone can enjoy the series Lupin. Even if you don't watch it, it was brilliant, but you can hopefully appreciate those 2 points that I've talked about. And I'd love to know what you think. It's not awesome. I think it's awesome. But if you don't think it's awesome, then leave a comment and I'll just disagree with you. No, I won't do that. I will just appreciate what you're saying. If you have different thoughts to it, context to it, if you want to have a debate, fine. But I'd love to know your thoughts around it. I thought it was so well done. And thankfully, the series was so good. It was really, really good. Thank you for listening to me just fall in love with the program and the way they've captioned it. If you have enjoyed it, make sure you do all the following, the liking, the subscribing, the hearting. Do all. I really, really appreciate it. Let me know your thought in the comments as well. In the meantime, I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Hear Me Out CC podcast, courtesy of HearMeOutCC.com.